Mike Gallagher.
No officer should ever be ambushed trying to do his or her job.
Amen.
Prayers of comfort for the distraught family of Officer Miosotis Familia. So determined to wear the blue, she left her job as a nurse in her mid-30s to become one of New York's finest, usually working the night shift in the Mobile Command Center, where a gunman shot her in the head at point-blank range through a passenger side window. What police say was an unprovoked random assassination of a 48-year-old officer and mother with 11-year-old twins and a 19-year-old daughter.
Heartbreaking story from NBC reporting on the, as Heather McDonald put it, politically fueled cop hatred assassination. I have been blessed with some nice accommodations over the years for my role as a radio host. But the most treasured one I have hangs on my wall in my home. It was presented by the New York Sergeants Benevolent Association. I can read it to you. Presented to Mike Gallagher, radio talk show host, for your steadfast commitment to the entire community. Your dedication and support is greatly appreciated and will never be forgotten. Presented by the NYC Sergeant Benevolent Association, Ed Mullins, president. It was the Heroism Award from the Sergeants Benevolent Association for our efforts with Gallagher's Army, the Fallen Officer Fund, which assists the families of officers just like the family of Officer Familia, and it's one of the most honored and important and treasured things I've ever received. Ed Mullins is the president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association. He's been a NYPD cop since January of 1982. He was elected the president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association back in 2002, so those are all polite ways to say, like me, that he is no spring chick. Sergeant Mullins, welcome back. How have you been, my friend?
Hey, Mike. Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just so sad about and angry and all the things that you guys go through when you lose one of your own. I do like the way Heather McDonald put it, that once again, an innocent officer dies at the hands of a politically fueled, this is a guy who hated cops, posted anti-cop rhetoric on social media. You know, we've seen this song before, Ed.
Unfortunately, we've seen it too many times, and, you know, Heather is 1,000% correct. There's a couple of things, I think, Mike, that need to be noted. And, you know, Commissioner O'Neill made a statement about it being an unprovoked attack. In many ways, that's a real incorrect statement to make. Police officers don't go out in the field every day with the idea of provoking someone. So the justification of it was provoked, would it be okay? I mean, that's lunacy to, right. I'm making an arrest, and that's part of my duties. When you look at what's occurring, I label this as blue racism, and it's attached across the country to what we're seeing in the killing of police officers. New York City's had 3 assassinations. In the past 4 years, we've had 6 police officers killed, not counting the numerous police officers who've been shot. I looked it up yesterday, and prior to those 4 years, we had 1 police officer that was killed by gunfire, and that was Officer Fidalski in the 7-5 precinct on a burglary. Mm-hmm. So I guess the question becomes is, what's changed over those 4 years? What is the political climate that has opened up the floodgates with the message that it's okay to kill police officers? Now, we're learning that this individual that shot Officer Familia has had several summonses the way she told him. I understand they were along the lines of jumping turnstiles, or as what's been described as this administration's not such serious crime type summonses. So you can see how this stuff, you know, builds upon itself and grows to the point where, we get the violence that we're seeing. And it's not just in a scenario where a police officer is killed. This is compounding where other individuals get killed or raped or robbed, and those are all tools to which the NYPD uses to try to keep some of these bad guys off the streets. So we've sent the message, we've sent a very strong message, that it's okay to commit crimes, and it's okay to protest and yell pigs in a blanket and kill cops and things like that. And the truth of the matter is that unless civilized society and hardworking people who live in a city and want freedom join in and draw a line in the sand, this atmosphere is going to continue.
And it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. And Ed, tomorrow, I don't know if you even realize this, and many people don't, but tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the officers who were ambushed in Dallas.
That's correct.
Same thing. I mean, it was one of the most horrific attacks. He ambushed and fired upon a group of police officers in Dallas. And man, do you make a great point about, well, this was an unprovoked attack, as if to suggest that other attacks against police officers were justified or provoked. I mean,
I don't know what O'Neill's thinking. I really do.
It's insane.
I don't understand this guy to make a statement like that.
It's the climate we're in right now, Ed. Let's face it. There's this perception that there's a whole lot of really rotten cops who just want to drive around and kill young black men for sport. You know that's the narrative.
That's the perception. But when you look at the facts, and Heather McDonald has done a great job of researching the facts.
She sure has.
Those facts are totally false.
Right.
The numbers do not indicate the police are killing, men of color,
right,
or people of color in comparison to killing people who are whites.
And, right.
You know, it's such a lopsided event. And our politicians that are fueling this fire are totally off base and say nothing of the facts of which exist.
And not just the politicians, but the activists. Officer Familia was a black woman. So where's Black Lives Matter? Where why doesn't Black Lives Matter hold rallies on behalf of a slain black police officer in New York City, Ed?
Mike, if you look at the police officers that are being killed, quite a few of them are black. In the city of Baltimore alone, I did some research, numerous police officers in the city of Baltimore were black.
Right.
So here we have, men and women, regardless of color, they're standing up to do the right thing for society,
right,
and they're being killed because they wear blue, and there's
right,
no other way to describe it than racism.
So Sergeant Ed Mullins, President of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, what do we do to get this back? How do we change this? How do we try to get this pendulum to swing back again to where this society respects and honors the true heroes, the men and women of blue who are out there putting their lives on the line for us every day? How do we fix this?
It's not just to honor the true men and women in blue. It's to get the people that exist in our communities. There are people living communities of color that want the police there, and they're afraid because of the criminal element that exists within their very own community.
Right.
It's the good people that go to work every day and run the schools and go back and forth that they have to say enough, because our politicians are catering to the squeaky wheel.
Right.
And the squeaky wheel is lying to society. And
right,
yet they're buying into this.
Right.
And
so
we have to educate the public.
Education.
We have to get the police.
Well,
it's not, we always hide behind education and training, but the facts are the facts.
Right.
And unless people realize that they are opening up the doors to mayhem in the streets, they're all going to suffer. It's only
right,
a matter of time before this happens. You must invoke law and order. When we look back to those protests that were allowed to happen prior to Ramos and Lou being assassinated, businesses had to shut down, taxis couldn't pick up fares, traffic came to a standstill, people couldn't get home to work. What about their rights? We
right,
talk about the right to protest. What about their right to earn a living? What about their right to conduct the business and provide for their families? We allow that to happen. And at the time, what occurred, I remember the chief of department O'Neill at the time said, we thought less police officers would be hurt by allowing these protests to happen. Well, pretty good job when two police officers got killed. I mean,
right,
it makes no sense.
That's
to allow
insane.
This anarchy to occur.
Sergeant Ed Mullins, I'm sorry for your loss. We pray for all of you guys. Stay safe, and I'm glad you could spend a few minutes with us here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
All
the best,
you.
All right, God bless. Thank you so much. You too.